Hello to all you Eagles fans out there. This is episode 47 of the Missing Link podcast. Your connection to the Eagles through the eyes of a fan. Today, we are sad, angry, and confused about that loss to the Arizona Cardinals, and we preview the last week of the regular season against the New York Giants. I don't even know where to start. I've had 4 days to think this over, and my emotions are all over the place. I mean, I'm disappointed, I am upset, angry, all those things. It's been a really tough week being an Eagles fan, that's for sure. And things I've seen on the internet, articles being written, even the local media, just this is the lowest I've felt for a team in probably 3.5, 4 years, maybe. It's been tough. I think, you know, when you look at the game as a whole, the Eagles had everything to play for. They had the 2 seed out in front of them. They were playing at home, playing against a team that's not very good, missing their star wide receiver, missed their left tackle for the majority of the game. This is just who they are. This is who we are. We just can't get it done. I think the month of December being 1-4, it's disappointing. You go from 10-1 to this, and you're just like, how did this all happen? And I think most people will point to Sirianni, it's certainly how it started this week. And if I would have recorded this on Sunday, I would have been calling for Sirianni's head like everybody else. I think, you know, I'm not sure if I'm completely off that yet. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but it's somebody's fault. And they can tell us that the team is almost there and it's execution. And AJ Brown came out this week and he said that Nick basically took a grenade for him and Jalen the other week, just saying that, you know, he's got our back, and it's great that you have his back. Like, don't get me wrong. It's great to have people in leadership that care about their players and build that trust. But this team is broken, and it's broken in a way where I don't see a way out this year. It feels very much like the end of the Carson Wentz era. It feels very much like Andy Reid's last year in Philadelphia. I know that sounds crazy, but it's how it feels. And sometimes context is really important. It's not necessarily about the stats. If you look at the last 3 years total with Sirianni, 34-15, something like that. Great winning percentage, Super Bowl appearance, playoffs all 3 years. I get that. I got it. But last year, go to the Super Bowl with this roster, had more defensive talent, played better. I think we can all safely say that, you know, on defense anyway, coordinator maybe wasn't all that, even though he just beat us in our own building. But the offense is nowhere near where it was last year. And there's only one person missing from that equation. That's the offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, who is now the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Brian Johnson moves from QB coach to offensive coordinator, has never called offenses in the NFL before. You've got a defensive coordinator who's never called the shots before, has already been demoted for someone who called the Patriots offense last year. I mean, this is like Juan Castillo stuff. This is some weird shit. Thing is, like, there's glimpses of this stuff. Like, we're up 21-6 at half, just like last week. Big lead, huge lead, and you just felt it coming on. It's like, can we have a second half? Can we put a whole game together? Fuck no, we can't put the game together. Arizona immediately comes out and scores, takes up touchdown drive, touchdown drive, touchdown drives all over the place. The Arizona Cardinals didn't punt this entire game. They didn't punt, not one time. They put up 35 points, 449 yards, and ran for 221 yards. Pathetic. Second half touchdown drives. Eagles looked absolutely helpless. Listen to this. First drive, 10 plays, 75 yards, took 6 minutes off the clock. Their second drive, 9 plays, 77 yards, 5 more minutes. Next drive, 8 plays, 77 yards, 4.5 minutes. And finally, 7 plays, 70 yards in 2 minutes. So disappointing. And the thing is, the Eagles barely got the ball. The time of possession, the Cardinals had the ball for 40 freaking minutes. We had it for 20. Offense did their job. I mean, got the ball maybe 6 times, scored 30 points, 2 touchdowns to Julio Jones in the first half. Vibes are high. Jalen Hurts had 3 touchdowns. I mean, you know, the offense did their part. I mean, if you only get that many chances and you score that often, I mean, that's great. But the one thing at the end of the game, there's an onside kick that comes from the Cardinals, which was already weird, but ended up working out perfectly because we played it so conservatively. 2 QB sweeps after a holding call against Mailata, which wasn't his fault. Swift bounces to the outside, holding call, 1st and 20. QB sweep to the right. QB sweep to the right. And then a screen pass. Just cowardly play that did, like, last year, our calling card was being aggressive. And we didn't have as good of a hype up here with the tush push. Like, we had aggressiveness. We had a way that we approached the game. And it's missing. It's gone. It's not there anymore. First and 20, you can put the game away, and you play for the field goal with these sweeps and screens. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not even trying. And your defense has not stopped the Cardinals at all. Why are you even kicking a field goal? You're just asking to get beat. You're asking for it. And that's the situational stuff. So when I talk about the way things feel, it feels like my question, and I think a lot of people's question, is what does Sirianni bring into this team? Think about it. He gave up play calling through 2021, gave it over to Steichen halfway through the season because it wasn't working out. Offense takes off, gets another year of install. They go to the Super Bowl. Now, it is a talent to be a CEO. It is a talent to be a head coach. But you got to bring something to the table, dude. If this is the way the offense is going to look, you got a first-year offensive coordinator and you're running the show. He's calling plays if it's your offense or whatever you want to say. Well, your offense sucks. What are you bringing to the table? Look at all the other offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators in the NFL. The ones you don't trust are the ones who come from head coaches who it's their system, right? Andy Reid, his system. Bill Belichick, his defensive system. Maybe not a great example this year, but everyone understands that he brings a lot to the table on that side of the ball. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. I could go on, but the offensive coordinators are the stars of the show. The only situation I can think of is like a John Harbaugh, the Ravens. They're doing great this year, but they always have really strong veteran coordinators. Always. They don't put themselves in positions like the Eagles did where they have first coordinators on both sides of the ball and a CEO who doesn't necessarily bring a strength. So I don't know where we go from here. We're going to be the 5 seed. We already gave up the NFC East. Now, Dallas is not going to lose the Commanders. I can promise you that. If they do, that's Dallas being Dallas. And damn, we do not deserve the 2 seed. I mean, we just don't. If you feel confident about this team beating anybody, you shouldn't, because losing to the Cardinals at home is awful. Terrible. But it's a weird situation. How is this going to get fixed? The 5 seed, you know, are we going to beat the Giants this week? I don't know. I would think so. But they were 11-point favorites to the Cardinals, and they got their asses. It wasn't just a loss, guys. Like, it wasn't just, oh, they lost in the last second. Like, they got manhandled on defense. Cardinals ran for so much yardage, didn't punt. And this is a team that was 3-12 and hadn't hit 30 points throughout the entire season so far. Pathetic. This team is so talented. Great players, especially on offense. Defensive line, tons of resources not showing up. It's a coaching thing. It is. Something needs to change. And I think that it starts with Nick. And I think there needs to be a conversation at the end of the season. Let's say we go 1-done. Let's say we even go 2-done. Nick, you were 10-1. You've lost 5 of your last 7 games. How are you going to fix this? Remember Doug Peterson? Remember what he replaced things with? Didn't go so well. I'd rather be a year early on this than a year late. Huge opportunity here. Big window. Jalen Hurts is regressed, but he's been playing well. Running, passing. He's up on touchdowns. Yeah, the interceptions are there. Yeah, the fumbles are there. But this offensive line, Kelsey's probably going to retire next year, move Juergens into the center. Like, we're going to be good. We're going to have a good offensive line, great receivers, star tight end, great quarterback. The team you saw in 22 is this team's talent level. That can continue. On defense, we have some work to do. Secondary, got some mold in some places. Linebacker has been a revolving door. Not been great. Run support has sucked, which, as you've seen, especially against the Cardinals this week, didn't go anywhere. So the defense needs to be restocked. Offense is where it needs to be, but we need coaching to bring the best out of these players. When you see Detroit play, they make mistakes, but they play hard. They have an identity. They know what they're trying to accomplish. I don't know what we're trying to accomplish. I knew last year that we were aggressive on fourth down. We were always going to challenge the defense with Hurts' legs. And we had receivers take advantage of single coverage. And we just played that tune all season. All the way to the Super Bowl. All the way to a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. This team this year has won games. They've won them close. They've made things harder than they needed to be. They've held on for dear life. They haven't played a good game this year. They haven't. They've had good moments. They've had great drives, great individual achievements. No great games. And I see this team going backwards. And I think Howie and Jeffrey Lurie are looking at this team like, this is a great team. I put together a fantastic roster. Why am I not getting the best bang for my buck here? And the Super Bowl window is not going to be open forever, everybody. Like, A.J. Brown's young, Devonta Smith's young, Jalen Hurts is young. It gets expensive to keep these people together. Devonta's on a rookie contract. Jalen just got signed, but he's got about 3 or 4 years here when it starts to really kick up. A.J. Brown signed a $100 million deal. Lane Dickerson's coming up on a contract extension. How much longer is Lane Johnson going to play? These are all real questions. So this podcast gotten really negative, and sorry about that, but something needs to change. And I'm so close to being like, blow it up. And that sounds so silly. Like, it's such a, like, it feels like an overreaction, but I don't know. I've seen this song and dance before. I've seen this. I've seen Peterson. You know, he won a Super Bowl. You can see when it was over. Andy Reid, long time, but you can tell when it was over. I kind of feel like it's over. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Sirianni can grab, you know, a really great offensive coordinator next year. I hope we can grab a veteran defensive coordinator that can get the most out of this team. And maybe just give him another year. Maybe step up and say, Sirianni, like, what are you going to do to fix this problem? Because it is not working. And re-rolling the dice and moving forward with the people in the chairs the way they are today, not working for me, not working for anybody. What are you going to do? And if he doesn't have the answers, this is such a great job with the talent level. It's almost like scary to think about. If you had a Kyle Shanahan, you had a Sean McVay, I mean, hell, if you even had a Steichen, could be able to keep him. How good this team would be with some scheming, right? Like, just some ways to get these players open. It's not just like, hey, AJ Brown, go be AJ Brown, save us, make it, you know, have a great play. Different routing, different ways to take advantage of the defense, take advantage of our player skill set. I'm not seeing that stuff. It's like everything's hard. And defense, like, that was not an NFL defense that went out there this week. That was like high school shit. That was everything to play for. That's the thing, is like, we had the 2-seed a home game. All the Cardinals had was pride. And like, they didn't just beat us, they like bullied us. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And I don't want anyone to like lose their job. I'm not trying to like be that guy. I'm just trying to think about the future of this team and the players that we have and the window we're trying to take advantage of. And right now, today, I feel like that this is not going to get better. Maybe like a, you know, 10-6 season next year, whatever. But I'm not seeing improvement. And usually, you know, year two, year three, you're looking for an upswing there, right? A consistency, a dynasty, a, you know, like an identity. I think this comes down to where your head coach isn't the magic secret sauce. Your head coach is someone who brings great people together. And credit to him for the staff that he put together in 22. And credit to him for handing the reins over. But if you're not bringing me something on offense or defense, where it's like your scheme, your system, you're the mastermind, you're always going to be vulnerable to hiring because you're at the top. You know, Steichen's doing a great job in Indianapolis because he couldn't go up here. So it's a lot to balance. But again, like, it just doesn't feel like it's going to get better. But we'll see what happens this week with the Giants. I'm not going to predict that we're going to win because I don't know. I mean, like, it doesn't actually matter. I mean, if we win and Dallas wins, then, you know, we're still the 5-seed. If we win, Dallas loses, we're the 2-seed. That's really the situation that we find ourselves in. I mean, again, like, I'll take a home game. I'll take the division. But this team, I'm losing hope in ever turning around. I just think you can blame a Super Bowl hangover. You can blame the 1,000 things that have been written about individuals or the coaching or whatever. But something's wrong here. And I hope that they figure it out because I love the players on the team. Think they're extremely talented, great people, all that stuff. Team's exciting to watch. I wish that I could see a scheme that really matched, you know, the personnel and the players that I'm seeing, because they deserve better than what they're getting. And it's frustrating to watch, and everyone can see it. And now it's catching up to them where they've lost 5 out of the last 6 games. And that's not the kind of team that we are. We are much better than this. One more week to go in the regular season here. Let's see how it goes. Then we're in the playoffs. And, you know, I've seen worse teams win playoff games. That's for sure. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Can they rally together? And maybe we'll just have a more formal talk here at the end of the year to see how it all ended up. But this is the lowest I have felt in a while. I will say that. And doesn't feel good. And I want what's best for the team. And I'm not sure if I know for sure that the two coordinators we currently have are not it. I know that they will not improve. It's not going to get better. It needs to change. My next question is the head coach ultimately going to be one who helps fix this problem? And I guess we'll see. Call me crazy, delusional Eagles fan, flavor of the week, whatever. But I've seen teams be really good. I've seen teams be bad. And this one just feels off. And I'm going to trust my gut on this one after 30 plus years of fandom. So I will see you guys on Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Missing Link Podcast. If you could please rate, review, and subscribe on the platform that you're listening to this on, it would be greatly appreciated. Go Birds!